This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And the best way to get there is through Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council on Joy 94.9.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, presented to you every week by the Victorian AIDS Council. On this show, we talk about health and well-being in our gender, sex, and sexually diverse community. I'm Jack, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host, Cal. How are you, Cal?
I'm very good, Jack. It's good to be back in the studio.
It is good to be back.
A new year. I mean, we had last week's show and stuff as well. A little look behind the curtain. We may have pre-recorded that. But, you know, but here we are, a fresh new year. I'm feeling very rejuvenated and looking after my mental health.
Really?
I've started meditation every day.
Oh, shows.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, we do hope that you've all settled down after New Year. And as we head back into work for 2017, this is, of course, our second show of the new year.
It is.
But there's a lot of other stuff coming up.
There's a whole heap of stuff coming up tonight. In tonight's show, we are looking ahead with a midsummer preview that starts next week. That's right. No longer are we getting over our Christmas and New Year celebrations. And then our own midsummer festival begins, bringing us almost a month of events across the spectrum of genres. That's theatre, sport, concerts, pool parties, public forums, and everything in between.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Jack, is that there's probably something for everyone coming up in January.
There is something for everybody.
And to put this picture across the board, we have Renee Thompson, the VAC or the VAC events coordinator, who can give us an overview of what we at VAC are engaged with for midsummer, as well as some of that stuff that have more of a health focus, I suppose.
Sure,
there's a health underlying message in there.
Yep.
And then, of course, what do we have coming up?
Well, then we will look closely at a couple of the major events that VAC is involved in, one being the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey. And to that end, we shall be talking to the one and only Tex McKenzie, our
colleague from Health Promotion.
And he'll explain why it's important and what it's all about.
And last but surely not least, we have the fabulous funny man, Mr. Adam Richard, who will be talking about the 2017 hypothetical that VAC puts on every year, now in its third year, which he'll be the host and facilitating. We'll explain what a hypothetical is, talk about the previous experiences, and what exactly we have in store for this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's quite a
it's jam-packed.
We're cruising right through.
So if our listener wants to get involved with the conversation or ask one of our guests a question, the best way to do it is to send us an email here at onair@joy.org.au or send us an SMS 0427JOY949, both of which get us here right in the studio.
Joy.
This is Well on Joy 94.9, and with me tonight and my co-host is the lovely Renee Thompson. Renee Thompson is the events coordinator, the newly appointed events coordinator at the Victorian AIDS Council. Renee, welcome to Well.
Hello, and thanks for having me on the show.
Now, to start with, what exactly does your role entail? What does an events coordinator do, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I'm quite new at VAC. I'm here just about 2.5 months now, although I feel like I've been here for a lot longer. Everybody's been very welcoming and, yeah, I feel right at home already. But as an events coordinator at VAC, I do a lot of the collaborative events within the queer community, as well as all of VAC's premier events and things like World AIDS Day.
Of course,
Midsummer.
Yeah.
North Side Bazaar Chill Out Festival in Dalesford, the Country Pride. So, yeah, I'm kept pretty busy.
Okay, so just in case somebody out there listening doesn't know what Midsummer is all about, what is Midsummer?
Midsummer is basically the coolest thing to happen to the queer community every year.
Oh, that is a big call.
It's a big call, but it's legit. So if you haven't ever been to Midsummer, get yourself onto midsummer.org.au website and have a look in the events calendar because there is so much going on.
Absolutely.
And it goes for nearly a month, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think everything, and if you do know Midsummer, the same thing happens to most people. They get to Carnival, what's happening on Sunday at Alexandria Gardens. They get there and they go, oh, I'm going to do more things with Midsummer Festival this year. And then they get, you know, they look at the guide and they get all jazzed up and they go, okay, I'll figure some things out. I'll sit down at a cafe and like earmark the pages that I want to go to. That never happens for actual human beings. And then you get to the end of the festival and you're like, oh, damn it. Well, next year.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well,
we're giving you a head start, folks.
Big warning, guys. There's so much going on. Get in there, and there's so many free events as well, which is the really cool thing about Midsummer is you don't always have to buy tickets for things. So definitely check out what's going on. We're collaborating on a few events and we're coordinating a few events, so yeah, definitely come and see us.
So will we see VAC at Carnival?
You will most definitely see VAC at Carnival. Just look for everything bright red and you will find us under the palm trees. We've got a big red marquee, hard to miss. We've got a chill out zone under there, and we've got our own Tex running the periodic survey next door, so make sure
we'll be talking to Tex a little bit later in the show.
Make sure you come down and see him. So we have heaps going on at the stall. We've also got two testing vehicles for rapid testing. If you'd like to come down and have HIV testing done there and there at Carnival, why not? Come see us. We'll hook you up with that.
This is an interesting concept because this is now in its third year. And when it was first introduced, a lot of people, and this is probably true of people that are hearing about this for the first time, they kind of go, would you really do that at a festival? But the thing is, it gets jam-packed.
They're totally
booked out for the day. I think it's more about people that are just, as a matter of course, wanting to check in. And I mean, of course, the Pronto service is available well and truly outside of the festival. But I think it's just removing one more barrier of even geographically having to go somewhere different. You're already there. It's a way to just, you know, continue to look after your health and well-being and know what your status is.
Yeah, and we're all about convenience these days. So I think I forgot to mention, Carnival is this Sunday, the 15th.
Yep.
So put that in your calendar. Put a reminder on there. Come down. I think it starts at 11. I don't think it starts at 11. I know that it starts at
that's
11.
That's the way.
11 till 5. It's BYO as well, so you can bring a picnic and a couple of stubbies, and there's entertainment and all sorts of things going on, and there's loads and loads of stalls you can go by and get freebies and sign up for things and all sorts.
Can we expect any freebies from VAC this year?
There are lots of really cool freebies with VAC this year, and you don't have to do very much to get them as well.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Stay tuned then.
Yeah.
We have free singlets, free fans, free bags, backpacks.
Good bags.
Bunch
too.
Of stuff, yeah.
Always useful to get the bag because then you can fill it with all the other crap.
With all of
get.
The
I mean,
other
the
crap.
Other amazing stuff that you get.
Yes.
From everybody.
From everybody.
Yeah. All of the really great merchandise, yeah.
So the carnival's on Sunday. What else is, what are some of the other major VAC events?
Well, just 2 days after that, on the 17th of January, we have our own hypothetical. Now, before I started at VAC, I didn't know what hypothetical was, but it basically is what it says.
Yeah.
And so we pull a bunch of panelists together. Are you guys going to talk about this later?
We are. We're talking to Adam Richard on the show.
Okay. Well, then I won't tell you too much more. All I know is that in my mind, I'm like, I don't get what this is. But I went onto YouTube and I watched a couple of the episodes from the two previous years, and it's really freaking funny. So it's free. Make sure you guys register online for tickets on the Midsummer website. Would highly recommend it.
What else do we have in the lineup?
Next in chronological order is Belonging For It, which I think is really progressive. It's an art exhibition, multimedia art exhibition, and it's exploring meth use, sex and intimacy among gay, bi and queer men. And this is a free exhibition that you can go to, and it's held at Pronto, our testing place in Fitzroy. And it opens on the 20th, and it goes right through till the 4th of Feb. So you can go anytime in there.
Anything else?
Oh, there's so much more. So next, chronologically, is Mooning, another event
of
that
course,
I'm...
Of course, famous Mooning.
Oh, another event that I'm so excited for. And it's on the 20th of January, so... make sure you get online and get tickets for that. It's a ticketed event. It's at the Laird Hotel, and it starts at 8 o'clock on the 20th. And basically, it's just lots of guys bearing their bums for prizes in the hope to be crowned the mooning champion.
I've been a judge one year.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Moving on from mooning.
Yep. So, yeah, make sure if you want to go to that, get tickets because it is a sellout event.
Sell out.
Yeah. Next, on the same subject of bums, we have Queer Arse Trivia, which is an event that we are sponsoring. It's happening at Hares and Hyenas on the 23rd of January. If you'd like to get there, get tickets on the Midsummer website.
And, of course, we also have the Pride March.
Pride March.
Which is what date?
It's the 29th of January in St Kilda.
And we also are sponsoring or collaborating with a couple of third-party events, one being Stigma.
That's right. That's a ticketed event, Stigma, and it's a theatre and movement performance about stigma around HIV. So if you want to go to that, make sure you get tickets. They're $25 on the Midsummer website. And last but not least, we're also sponsoring What a Drag Celebrity Edition. It's at Chapel Off Chapel on the 3rd of February, and I heard there's rumours that one of the Real Housewives of Melbourne might be there.
And some sportsmen and politicians, I believe.
It's only donation on entry as well, so make sure you come down.
Okay. Renee, thanks very much for explaining in a very quick snapshot about some of the things we can look forward to for Midsummer.
You're most welcome.
Next, we'll be talking to Tex to unpack the Gay Periodic Survey and why it's so important for us all to become involved. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Hello, it is Baby Daddy from Scissor Sisters, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
Ah, the joy of summer, like no other time of the year. No matter how you spend your time, take joy with you wherever you go. On your radio at Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, online at joy.org.au, and via our Joy iPhone app that you can download for free via the App Store. Or head to iTunes or your alternative podcast app to search for podcasts from your favourite Joy programs. Oh, and remember to rate our podcasts and share them with your friends. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hi, this is Danny Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well with Cal and Jack, and this is the best radio station in all of Australia, Joy 94.9. We were talking with Renee and the Midsummer Overview, and she also mentioned the Melbourne Gay Periodic Survey. Joining us now is the man who has been involved with that survey for such a long time, we can't remember when it began, but he'll put us in the picture. Tex, welcome back to Well, Well, Well.
Oh, Jack, it's lovely to be with you and Cal, and also to still have Renee in the studio.
Indeed.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Now, Tex, what exactly is the survey?
Well, it's the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey. It's a survey which looks at the sexual practices amongst men who have sex with men. It looks at HIV status, at disclosure and treatment. The treatment, of course, for men who are living with HIV. It looks at recreational drug use, and it looks at the use of sexual health services here in Melbourne.
Mm. And how long has it been going on for?
Well, it started in 1996.
Oh, so it's the 20th anniversary last year, it's the 21st year.
Indeed, 21. Never been kissed, but we get the key to the door. It's a fantastic survey, and I always encourage people to come along and do the survey, whether it's at Carnival. Renee was just mentioning that Carnival's this Sunday, the 15th of January, down in the Alexandria Gardens. We'll be there under the palm trees. Just look for that red tented thing, and I'm describing it with my hands so everyone can see it on Radio Land. That we'll have lots of people there with clipboards, handing out clipboards for guys to fill in the survey.
And I think one of the things, too, with the surveys, people usually notice the little dots. There's a spread of dots, as if, like...
Red adhesive dots. And we basically carry those so that as soon as we've given someone the survey to fill out, we can then dot them or tag them, as we call them. And, you know, people can put that here, there, or anywhere, wherever they like the spot to go. But that means we're not going to be going up to them repeatedly and saying, have you done the survey? Have you done the survey? Once they've got the dot on, wherever it's going on, then they know.
And I think with when I first came to Melbourne, you know, about 6 years ago, and I went to my first Midsummer Carnival, you know, knowing how the survey runs now, it serves a really good functional purpose. But at the same time, I think it sends a really interesting message to other people when they kind of see how many other people have already done the survey. They sort of realize, and I remember I was walking through Carnival with a mate, and he was like, "Oh, that reminds me. Actually, I do that survey every year. Like, he looks forward to contributing and like being a part of that data set." And there's some people that feel really strongly about that. Like one of the big findings from last year, I think, was about open relationships. That there was that was the most common relationship status amongst the men that had taken the survey, like 34% or something like that.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, a lot of guys want to actually represent what they get up to.
Oh, indeed. And it's not unusual for someone, Cal, to come to the store when they're returning their studio and saying, whether they know me or sometimes they know me, we're all wearing ID tags, and they say, "Oh, look, Tex, this is part of my Midsummer Carnival. This is part of my Midsummer experience. I always do the survey and then I can go away and do whatever. Then I can go away, get messy, then I can go away and enjoy myself, whatever, you know."
Tex, why is the survey so important? From the data we collect, what happens with it and how does it inform anything?
Well, it's really important because every gay and lesbian festival around Australia either does the survey every year or every 2 years. So in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, and in Queensland, it's done every year. In Hobart or in Tasmania and in the ACT, it's done every 2 years. So we can look over a long period of time as to how often are men using condoms, what's happening with recreational drug use, when PEP first became available, post-exposure prophylaxis, how many people were using PEP as part of their strategy to avoid becoming infected with HIV. And over the last couple of years, people have been talking about PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, so that we can look at it and we can see how many people, well, 2% of the people who did the survey in 2013 reported that they were using PrEP. Last year, that had jumped up to 6%. Now, they're not high figures, but we're expecting, with the introduction of PrEP becoming more widely available and people knowing about PrEP, we're expecting that to jump drastically this year. And, you know, all of those numbers get, all of that data gets number crunched, and it can be compared Melbourne with Melbourne over the years, but then Melbourne against Sydney, what are guys doing in Sydney, what sort of health promotion campaigns perhaps need to be developed to, if you like, sell messages of safe sex or messages of health promotion, sexual health, that may be missing, things may be missing. So it gives organisations like VAC, like Living Positive Victoria, the Victorian Department of Health and Human Services, who are the main funder, it gives them an idea of what sort of information, what sort of programs need to be put out there, so that guys will be able to know how to best protect themselves, how to look after themselves.
Now, Tex, we've got a bit more to cover here with the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey, and we'll continue to learn more from the lovely Tex after Talk, Talk, Talk by Darren Hayes. But while you're listening to this, if you do want to get in on the conversation, you can email us here in the studio on air at joy.org.au, or you can send us an SMS. Try that again. Or you can send us an SMS 0427 Joy 949. Again, that was 0427 Joy 949.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal. I'm joined with my co-host, Jack. And in the studio, also would usually be a co-host, but as a guest this week, is Tex talking us through the Melbourne Community Gay Periodic Survey. I should officially just walk out. I'm too tongue-tied today. Anyhow, Tex, thank you. We were talking about the survey and what it does during Midsummer Carnival. So who undertakes the survey? Where does this come from, and who is the survey aimed at?
Well, the survey is aimed at men who have sex with men in Melbourne.
Okay.
So that means any Melbourne man, anyone who identifies as a man in Melbourne, who has sex with other men and has had sex with another man within the last 5 years. Now, if people from rural or regional Victoria regularly come to Melbourne, men regularly come to Melbourne for social and sexual purposes, they can take part in the survey as well. But for people who live interstate, and generally they live interstate, they have sex interstate, there will be a survey for them in their own capital cities.
Okay.
The survey is organised by the Centre for Social Research in Health, which is based in the University of New South Wales. So they do the surveys, arrange for these surveys to be done around Australia, and local partner organisations, in our case in Victoria, VAC, are the major organisation that work on the survey, put the survey together.
Okay, and you know, this is sensitive material, and as well, as much as we're sex positive and happy to talk about this stuff on Well Well, maybe not everybody is. So I guess the big question is, is the survey confidential?
The survey is confidential because nowhere on the survey form does it ask for you to identify yourself other than your suburb, which is either your suburb or your postcode. It asks, you know, one of those general age range type questions and how you identify. So that's all. So, you know, there's no provision for you to write, "Hi, my name's Jack."
So there seems to be a thorough opportunity for people to engage with the survey.
Indeed.
How many questions and overall, approximately, how long would it take?
Oh, look, the survey usually takes between 6 to 8 minutes for people to fill out. Now, some of the questions are only for men who are living with HIV. So for the vast majority of people who fill in the survey, there's a whole slab of questions that they don't need to engage with. So it makes the survey even quicker.
And when will the results be out?
The results generally are available in a form where we can understand them, usually about between April, May, June of this year, they will be available, and then they will be released later on a website, and we will direct people to that website through our VAC social media pages.
And we could also do a bit of a follow-up.
Oh, indeed, and we'll do a bit of a follow-up here on Well, Well, Well. We may even be able to get the guy from Sydney to come in and or on the phone to chat about some of the results from this year's survey.
Really?
But once Carnival's out of the way, really quickly, just have to let people know, during the following week, which is next week, we have to remember that, it's available in the Centre Clinic, the Northside Clinic, the Positive Living Centre, and also at the Pronto Service, the Equinox and Pronto Service, at the Victorian AIDS Council itself in Claremont Street, South Yarra, and then in a number of sex on premises venues, and then the following weekend also available in a number of bars and nightclubs. So people get men get a broad opportunity to participate in the survey. If it doesn't get enough people, and it usually does, it then goes online for a couple of weeks, and that's promoted through social media. But look, last year, 10% of the guys who did the survey filled it in online, which is really great, but that means 90% of the people who filled the survey in actually did it in the paper format.
No, that's okay. Look, Tex, thanks for explaining the survey to us for 2017. I guess you'd like to encourage the listener to participate.
Indeed.
Come
down to Carnival, look under the palm trees, as Renee said, for that tent with the red roof on it. Look for the red bean bags that'll be spread under the palm trees. And then in the following week, get yourself out to a sex on premises venue or to a gay bar or to one of the many medical sites, clinics around town where the survey will be available.
Awesome. Tex, thanks so much for coming in. Up next, we'll have funny man Adam Richard to talk about the VAC hypothetical. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That is right. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well. And joining us on the phone is the one and only Adam Richard, an artist well known for his cutting wit and as last year's host for the Midsummer, the VAC hypothetical.
I'm not quite sure whether you call it a host or a facilitator or perhaps a referee.
Adam, what would you call yourself?
I would call myself affordable.
Affordable. Okay, that's fair call.
The right person for the right price.
Sounds good.
And so this is your second hypothetical. Let me retract that. This is your third hypothetical, but your second running the show.
Yeah, I was a panelist on the first one in 2015. Then last time I, you know, became the host. And unfortunately, I was terrible at it. So they've asked me to do it again and get it right.
Adam, to begin with, could you just explain what is meant by the whole concept of hypothetical?
Well, for anyone who, was born a lot later than I was, There was a series of TV shows on the ABC in the 80s hosted by Jeffrey Robinson. Mm-hmm. The he's like a QC, and he would get a panel of people together and they would debate an issue that had not happened. So if you can imagine Q&A, but because they're not talking about things that have actually happened, you can be as freewheeling as you like and, you know, entertaining.
And the questions, I guess, the, or the storyline that's written into it, you said is hypothetical and is a narrative. And the questions that are people are at, being asked, are they like Q&A where it's sort of a back and forth, or is it a little bit tighter? How does the structure work?
Structurally, like, everyone has a different question put to them, or, you know, sometimes if I feel that someone might have an interesting insight into something, I'll drag them in, whether it's written on my cards or not. But yeah, it's and you know, people can interrupt, they can interject. It's basically, you know, we get a huge cross section of the community to debate these things and to talk through these hypothetical situations, which are not that removed from, you know, reality. Yeah. Like last year, we spoke about gay refugees. Sure, they were on a boat in the middle of Sydney Harbour at New Year's partying. But nevertheless, it is a real issue, gay refugees and people being persecuted overseas. So it's, you know, they are plausible events.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, the media picked up on the response, one of our guests, Tim.
Oh, well, Tim. Yes, of course. At the time, he was the Human Rights Commissioner,
right,
Tim Wilson, and they, now, of course, an MP.
Of course,
you know, so we're, I think if anybody had any question about whether or not it was scripted, I think the feedback from last year would probably confirm it isn't, because there was some negative feedback about that as well.
And it's quite fluid, as you were talking about.
Was that picked up on when one of the scenarios was there a collection of lunatics in charge of the country, and he was one of them.
It could have been that.
Now, and he was devastated that with that group of lunatics, he wasn't the leader.
Oh, that's right. You're doing very well here. I have to go back and watch last year's. Now, this year
it was a really funny moment. He's now in Parliament. Look out.
That's true.
Yeah. It could be coming true as we speak.
Well, that's true. And last year's was a look forward. I think it was 2021, A Queer Odyssey. So it was a prognostication of the future, which clearly is accurate. And what can we expect this year, Adam? Do you have any idea what the hypothetical is called this year?
Well, I know what it's called. It's called Who Killed Sharon Swallow?
Oh.
And
Who Killed Sharon
Swallow?
Given
the script from last year, I'm sure her name is a terrible pun.
Poor Sharon.
But that is all I know. It's a mystery to me, but I mean, it's also a mystery, I think. Like, you don't give something a name like Who Killed Sharon Swallows unless there is a mystery behind it. So obviously, Sharon Swallows will be dispatched at some point, and maybe we'll have to work out who killed her. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe a whodunit, maybe a crime mystery. Mm. We'll see how we go here. Mm. Who's going to
be like Cluedo?
That's right. And who will be our, you know, speaking of Cluedo and of all the various characters, who is going to be our Colonel Mustard and the very other colorful characters this year?
Well, Professor Plum, we have a couple of people from Joy. We've got Michelle Shepherd from Transpositions, and our darling CEO, Tennille, will be on the panel. We've got Dennis Altman, author and academic, the deputy CEO of ACON, Karen Price, policy officer for Living Positive Victoria, John Murray, David Maher, incredible author and journalist, Benjamin Law, who's one of my favourite people in the world, writer and journalist. And, you know, we cannot do a hypothetical without HIV clinician and researcher Edwina Wright. She's done all of them with me. I think we're the only two who've done every single one. And finally, you know, everyone's favourite comedian, Judith Lucy.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're everyone's favourite comedian. Or you're, you know.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, then it's Judith Lucy.
Not when Judith's in the room.
No, okay. It'd be a hard act to follow, I think. And with a lineup like that, you're going to have your work cut out for you getting word in edgeways, Adam.
This is why it's such a dream gig for me, because I have the cards which are presented to me, and everyone has to listen to me.
Yes.
Like, they don't know where things are going without me. It's amazing.
You've got some big characters on the lineup, haven't you? You don't have Shrinking Violets sitting on the panelists.
No, but, you know, last year we had people like Tom Ballard and Denise Scott, and, you know, I managed to keep them in line, and they're both ridiculous.
Yes, I remember Denise Scott's first question.
Oh, yeah.
The answer went on for a little while.
I think it's still going.
Now, Adam, a couple of questions about the details for the actual, the nitty-gritty of the night. When is it happening, first of all?
It's on next Tuesday, the 17th, at the Deakin Edge at Fed Square. It'll start at 7 p.m. And it is a ticketed event. It's free, but because there's limited seating and it has tended to oversell in the past. So even though it's free, you can't really call it selling. But yeah, I would implore you to put your name down on the list if you're coming, so we know that they're to save a chair for you.
Because it's got limited capacity, hasn't it? It's the Edge has got about 300 people or something.
Yeah, and I think in the last 2 years, the event has actually had a super high attendance. I think the first year when it was at Melbourne Town Hall, it was 250. Last year was nearly 300, and I think they're expecting even more this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, run along. Mate, please, pop your name down. Come on down. It'll be amazing.
Now, Adam, we got one more that we want to cover with you with the hypothetical and what we can expect of who killed Sharon Swallows, if you can stay with us. But we're going to quickly...
I can.
Oh, perfect. Well, you're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9, and we're talking to Adam Richard about the VAC hypothetical happening on Tuesday, the 17th of January. We'll be continuing that conversation. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
This is Callum Jack on Well, Well, Well. And we're talking to Adam Richard about the VAC 2017 hypothetical called... Who killed Sharon Swallows? Now, Adam, do you have any role to play at all in the writing of the show or the panelist selection?
Oh, Lord, no. They'd never let me near that. it's written by the health promotion team at the VAC, including Colin Bertruni, who's, she knows her way around the stage doll.
Yes, Colin goes back a long way, doesn't he?
He does. And, Colin was instrumental in getting me involved in being Brendo as well and, wrote a lot of that, the scripts for that. So, he knows exactly how to balance the entertainment side of it with the health promotion message side of it. So, don't let me into that. I'll mess it up. also, I'm not, I need to come at this thing with as fresh eyes as everyone else on the panel. So I... Also, I couldn't book a panel like that if you tried, because I'm riddled with jealousy of everyone else's career.
So you don't even know who did kill Sharon Swallows or even why her demise occurred or anything like that?
No, I have no idea. I will find out along with everyone else.
As the pages turn.
I'm hoping that much like, in the tried and tested tradition of Cluedo or Agatha Christie, that it was the butler that did it, which means it would be me.
But that'd be a turn, wouldn't it? That'd be a turn.
That would be a turn. Oh, God, I haven't spoiled anything. I haven't been in the end.
Now, if that turns out to be true...
You'll hear it here first. Yeah. There you go.
Now, this obviously gives you a bit of ad-libbing, the freedom to ad-lib a bit, of course, throughout the course of the show.
Yeah, so even if it isn't me, I'm going to tell everyone it is. But, I mean, that's just part of the because none of the responses are scripted. While I've got all the questions and all the scenarios written on cards, none of the responses are scripted, and I have to, go with the flow. If they cover something that's coming up on the next card, then that one might have to go in the bin.
I see.
Well, that's the interesting thing about this, is that this whole event, Adam, you mentioned earlier on in the show that it's all based around kind of the hypothetical that used to be on the ABC with Jeffrey Robertson. But what we found out, I think, at VAC after the first year of it, is that they actually taped, 8 hours of footage with the panel, and then they edit it down to, an hour and a half, whereas this is all live, and it's, by the seat of your pants.
It is.
I mean, have we...
Even with a show like...
You go ahead.
When I used to do Sticks and Specs, we used to record about an hour to sometimes 90 minutes for what was essentially a 25-minute television show.
Yes.
So, it is incredibly entertaining given that it is a live situation and there is no editing. And it will be going out live on Channel 31.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing this year, right? And I think it's... Is it being streamed online as well?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it'll be everywhere. You can, and if you want to know what it's going to be like, you can watch last year's show on YouTube. It's fascinating, but it's such a great event. I do urge everyone to come down. You will absolutely love it. Many laughs, as well as you know, horribly educational. Well,
and I guess that's what's so interesting about the format is that, you know, we've talked about on the show before how we've had community forums, and, you know, some community forums you get huge droves of people talking about. If it's about having, you know, sex, people might, you know, you might get a huge turnout for that one. But oftentimes, like drug use, for instance, you might not get anybody turn up because of the stigma attached with having a discussion around drug use. Whereas the very first year, the hypothetical was called MJ Loves Tina, Charlie's Chasing Harry.
That's right.
And it was very much came from a platform of drug use. And like we said, it had 250 people. Mm. So I think that's, you bring up a very good point, Adam, that it is educational in its own right, but it's in a, maybe a more digestible way. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. And also it's, you know, one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing with my stand-up comedy and any kind of like anything I do performance-wise is sparking debate is, you know, that, you know, this is not going to answer everything for everyone, but it is going to make people think about things that possibly they haven't thought of before. It'll answer some questions, but also it'll bring up a lot of stuff that, you know, you'll be able to go home and go, oh, how do I feel about that? How do I feel about that particular situation? Is that, you know, I thought I was on this side of the fence, and then now I think, looking at it from the other angle, maybe I have been, you know, blinded by whatever my political views were, and I haven't looked at it from this other side. Like, it's a, yeah, like the one we did for on the refugees last year was had some really interesting moments where it seemed like it was going down one road. It's like, yes, yes, this is a terrible thing. We should all stop that. And then there'd be a pretty sharp hook turn, and you'd be like, oh, no, we should be on those people's side. So, you know, that kind of thing is going to come up, and it's going to be something that you know, digest later on with friends, chatting over a glass of wine or two.
I guess that will prove the success of the hypothetical as an event. It'll test your own responses, test your own prejudices, perhaps, or the way you think. All with a good dose of Judith Lucy's humour thrown in and you flying by the seat of your pants.
And I'm sure Colin Bertrini's 4001 jokes about Sharon Swallow's name.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will show up more than once. You know, and what you mentioned, too, about, like, even the really incendiary stuff that gets fired people up. Like, some people, I think the community feeling last year was some people said, oh, why did you even give a mic to such and such? But I think you're right. That challenging of your own views and even looking at others, it sort of can, I think it prompts a discussion that maybe people need to have a little bit more often, you know, especially when you think about, you know, the year that we've just had and the change of the winds, I suppose, in politics, sometimes it's good to be aware of what the opposition's view and argument is to, you know, arm yourself and be prepared accordingly.
And, you know, if we all agreed on everything, what a dull world we would live in.
Well, that won't be the case on Tuesday the 17th.
Oh, I can guarantee it. In fact, I have history with one of the panelists.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to come out in the script. Now I might get very saucy.
Look, let's just say someone used to work on a particular program and they had a go at me for my professionalism.
Oh, okay. And now's your opportunity. Vengeance may be sweet.
It may indeed.
And you're at the wheel of the ship on Tuesday. Okay.
You might need to get security.
Okay. All right. Well, look, there probably will be security nearby. It's going to be Tuesday, the 17th of January, 7 p.m. at the Deakin Edge in Federation Square. Adam, it is free, but people need to book tickets. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Register your interest if you're coming along because we want to save a seat for you. We're not going to write your name on it. Don't get too excited, but we will save a seat for you.
And it does look like if you are interested in tickets, head over to vac.org.au/hypothetical. Adam Richard, it is an absolute pleasure. We look forward to Tuesday. It will be a heck of a show, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited. Be air kisses, darling.
Cheers, Adam.
Have a good night. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers.
You are listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Cal and Jack, and we'll be back after this.
For over 25 years, the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives have been collecting and preserving Australia's queer history. A not-for-profit organisation, the Archives rely on your support through membership, financial and queer memorabilia donations. To find out more, email algarchives@hotmail.com or web search the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives.
This is Jack and Cal on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. That was Adele with Hello, the David Arda edit.
Terrific, isn't she? I love her.
She is. And I think coming to Melbourne this year?
That's right. I believe she is. Yeah. I might even go and see her.
Well, there's quite a few people I've heard already got tickets. I don't know if it's all any of that, but you know.
Now, Cal, what are you looking forward to as part of Midsummer in particular?
Well, look, I actually get pretty jazzed up, you know, as people who've listened to the show before, I get pretty excited about some of the sporting events.
Of course.
So I will be, I actually got to, I've been drawn recently. There's an exhibition that's called Toonorama that comes up every so many years. Like he's done a few. Brett Willis is the Melbourne-based artist, and he draws a series of both like international celebrities and local identities.
And you're one of the local identities.
Me and two of the boys from the Melbourne Surge Water Polo Club got drawn, and it actually debuted last night.
Whereabouts?
It debuted at Love Machine last night, and then it's actually going to be displayed Mama Maria's, I think, on Commercial Road off the top of my head. But yeah, I mean, there's so many art shows actually that are happening and opening up throughout the Midsummer Festival lineup. A lot of the people that have been on the show before. I think the Men on Men Art Comp is coming up at the Laird. We've talked about that before on the show.
It is indeed Men on Men Art Competition. And this is quite unique because if anyone is curious about what goes on behind the walls at the Laird, Men on Men Art Competition, the 2016 winners Damon Kowalski and Scott Thomas will expose themselves, or their art anyway, for Midsummer 2017. They're having an open day. The Laird's having an open day on Saturday the 14th of January, 2 p.m. through to 6, and it's gender inclusive, but you must be over 18. So get along down to the Laird, Men on Men Art Competition, gender inclusive, Saturday the 14th, 2 till 6.
There is a pretty big lineup coming up, but that is actually all we've got for tonight. That you have been listening to Well, Well, Well. If you missed any part of the show, be sure to go to joy.org.au/well, well, well to check out the podcast put together by the lovely David.
Indeed.
But Jack, I think we do have to say goodnight, and a big thank you to our guests.
Lovely Renee Thompson, events coordinator, Tex McKenzie, fabulous Tex, and of course, the one and only Adam Richard.
Absolutely. That is Well, Well, Well for another week. Up next is Broad. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.